Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is calling on fellow senators to reject a spending package that would provide more than $70 billion to ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Smith argues Congress should not increase funding until stronger oversight measures are in place and investigations into the deaths of Alex Pretty and Renee Good are completed.
There has not been a full and impartial investigation. There have been no reforms to stop ICE from kicking down the doors of your home without a warrant. There is nothing to stop masked secret agents from pulling people out of their cars, following people home, grabbing parents away from their kids.
Republicans say ICE and Customs and Border Protection need the additional resources. DFL-endorsed candidate Jake Johnson plans to hold town hall meetings in all 21 counties in the 1st District before the November election. The math teacher from Rochester says his campaign is generating a lot of energy and enthusiasm across southern Minnesota.
There's definitely an appetite for a different brand of leadership in our district, and that, I think, is reflected in the endorsement. It's reflected in the conversations we're having with our neighbors, focused on affordability and tackling corruption, investing in our small towns.
Johnson is challenging Republican Congressman Brad Finstad. There's a groundbreaking ceremony in Litchfield today for a facility that will convert waste into renewable energy. Vanguard Renewables will operate the plant, and the energy will be delivered to CenterPoint Energy customers in Minnesota. Officials say the plant will divert more than 300 tons of organic waste from landfills a day and convert it into enough renewable energy to meet the needs of about 5,300 homes. The plant is being built at Wagner Dairy Farm. The third annual Golf Day Minnesota tees off this Saturday across the state. Minnesota Golf Association Executive Director John Mays says it's a day to highlight the positive impact of golf.
It's really a day of celebration around our industry. So we encourage people to get out and play their local golf course or their favorite golf course here in Minnesota, post about it online or share the story about playing with their friends.
Mays says golf is more than a $3 billion industry in our state. The MGA is hosting an event at the Meadows at Mystic Lake in Shakopee. And Minnesota Lynx point guard Olivia Miles is being honored as the WNBA Rookie of the Month for May. Miles led all rookies in scoring with 15.4 points, 5.9 assists, and 1.5 steals per game. The Lynx open a 3-game homestand tonight against Golden State. This is MNN.